Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the show. We got a preview of the Euro 2020. Well, technically, it's being called Euro 2020, even though we're in 2021. Obviously, with the pandemic, the tournament had been delayed a year. But we have the kickoff for Euro 2020 catching up. And for those of you who don't know, this is the European competition amongst nations. 16-team tournament, 7 of which are in the top 25 in the world for FIFA rankings. A lot of this also determines rankings for the World Cup coming up next year. But mainly because of, again, the delay this year. Usually it's a two-year gap between Euros and the World Cup, but it'll be 1 year next year, obviously. In terms of competition, this is kind of a different. So with the 16-team tournament, each of the teams are separated within four groups. Usually with these tournaments, you have a group of death. Those are the ones where you got multiple teams that are expected to advance, but, only two teams per group can advance. In this year's Euro tournament, Group D is the designated group of death. We'll get into the individual group breakdowns, but first, let's just start off in alphabetical order. But, in terms of the individual matchups of the individual groups, let's just get into what we have in place. Because actually, I shouldn't say that. You've got I'm saying 16 teams are going to advance. We got 24 teams total, so. Let me correct that, we got 16 teams advancing into the next round, six groups in total. But let's get into Group A. Group A being headlined by Italy. you know, overall one of the strongest teams in the field, which you would expect them to be finishing first in the group amongst the Azzurri, basically being led by Marco Verratti and Lorenzo Insigne in the midfield, Ciro Immobile. You know, they are going to be extremely tough to kind of break down. They're going to be a lot of controlling tempos, very similar to Azzurri teams in the past, where it's going to be a case of they're going to dominate ball possession upwards of 60 to 65% of the time, which in international play is quite high. You know, depending on how bad the competition is, we can see those figures get closer to 75% of ball possession. But realistically, you're going to see a lot of passing from the Italian team. And just like I said, the ball control is going to be pretty much amongst the top in the group, considering, you know, again, this is only European club. So based off of that, you're not going to see Brazil or Argentina in this tournament. So it's going to be. But yeah, in terms of what they're going to be bringing to the table, again, it's going to be a lot of ball possession. The true goal is, you know, how many goals can Italy rack up? But the difference between this Italy team compared to a couple of Italian teams in the past is they've been very dominant in their qualifiers. They've actually scored 37 goals in the 10 qualifying matchups leading up to Euro. So they've been pretty stout considering you know, their usual past history of being very ball dominant but not scoring a whole lot. So, you know, we'll see if that translates into more offensive performances in the tournament this go around. But yeah, they would be the favorite to advance out of the group stage in Group A. Also in Group A, you've got Switzerland, Turkey, and Wales. Here's the thing. If Wales can do anything against Switzerland, it makes it a fighting chance for Wales to get out of the group. I think it'll be between Wales and Turkey who finishes third. Switzerland should win the second nod out of the group stage. And, you know, none of these teams are particularly dominant. It's going to be Italy number one, but it's real question is going to be number two. Switzerland, biggest issue with that team basically kind of comes down to their goal scoring and the fact that they just don't score goals. Zerdan Shaqiri, whom some of you may know from the Premier League, on a number of clubs, most recently with Liverpool. But outside of that, they don't really have a lot of attacking options with this Swiss squad. You know, solid in the back, but they don't necessarily have a top-line finisher. Shaqiri is a midfield player, but not a whole lot of finishing options up top. And that is what's going to keep Turkey and Wales within the group in a way, is that the Swiss may be stuck in a couple of draws because they're just not scoring enough goals at the group stage. Turkey, you know, basically they're going to be playing a very defensive style. You're just not, I don't see a whole lot of group scoring coming out of this group in general. I do think that Italy is still going to win the group, but I think you're going to see a lot more low-scoring games in of the 2-0 variety, 1-0 at most likely, some 0-0 draws. But, you know, I think, you know, it's kind of splitting hairs as to Turkey and Switzerland, who's going to be that number two team. But, you know, there's a chance that Wales somehow sneaks in there. And the reason why I give Wales a fighting shot is just because of the fact that, you know, you've got teams that don't have a great lot of finishing prowess. But with Wales, you know, they've still got Gareth Bale, Premier League fame, also with Real Madrid, many, many memorable goals in the Premier League as well as Champions League play. You still got Aaron Ramsey, who is still well known amongst Arsenal fans as well as playing abroad in international play. Wales does have finishing ability up top. Not like tremendous goal scoring, but at least a little bit more offensive firepower than some of their counterparts in this group. And because, you're not going to see a whole lot of finishing amongst the others, it's going to kind of come down to who can lose by fewer goals to Italy, in my opinion. If, you get some draws in the mix, and this kind of comes down to goal differential. So Wales does have a chance of sneaking in. And, of course, if they can get a win somehow, so much the better that they can actually pull off a surprise and actually get to advance as the number two team in Group A. Moving on to Group B, we got Belgium, one of the prohibitive favorites of taking it all. Key players, you got Kevin De Bruyne from Manchester City, who had a very rough go of it in the Champions League final with suffering a face fracture by getting headbutted with a mask on. Long story. You got Romelu Lukaku, well-known in Premier League play. Eden Hazard, also well-known. You've got a number of offensive attacking options from the Belgians that can actually do a number. Now, Hazard has not played well in at least a year being on Real Madrid. But, in terms of what he can do in international play, if he's healthy, he can do some damage. And he knows how to manage space. And there will be space generated by Belgium. They've got way too many attacking options to kind of overwhelm teams. And they've got a number of defensive options as well. They're going to be very stout to break down. And, with their speed, they're going to be able to challenge teams. So I think Belgium is, without question, one of, if not the favorite, to win this tournament coming out of Group B. So I expect them to finish first. Also in this group, we've got Denmark, we've got Finland, and Russia. Very difficult group to call. I would actually say this is closer to the group of death just because of who's going to be the number two team. I have my thoughts on some of these other groups, but I think between Denmark, Finland, and Russia, you've got very good cases to make here. People are discounting Finland, and I think that might be a mistake. Glenn Kamara, Timo Pukki, Robin Laud, they are very quality scorers at the club level, and they can definitely pose some threats to both Russia and Denmark. I do think that this kind of comes down to Denmark and their ability to gel. Obviously you have Christian Eriksen, Josef Poulsen, a number of very talented players, but Eriksen's going to be the kind of key to kind of unlock that team as a whole. In general, you've got a very well-balanced team in terms of ball possession that's not considered a top-tier squad. Denmark, it certainly has all the credentials to make it out of the group. It's just a matter of, kind of finding the goals against Finland. And Russia, always has talent. There's no doubt about it. It's just they're not – I wouldn't say that Russia is nearly as refined as Denmark. But, if it comes down to free kicks and getting balls into very difficult spaces, Russia can pose a number of difficulties for teams.
and Alexander Golovkin, whom some of you may have seen in Serie A at Monaco. You know, it's they can definitely put a run together here. You know, it's not hard to imagine that Russia could advance out of this group, but Belgium should be going in as the number one seed. But number two, I think that is very much up for debate. Group C, headed by the Netherlands. A lot of people are going to be on Netherlands, and I don't necessarily blame them. Memphis Depay, Gini Wijnaldum, Frankie de Jong, Matthijs de Ligt. They are going to be playing a very fun style. Obviously, Virgil van Dijk is still not going to be able to join that squad due to his injuries in the Premier League that derailed Liverpool's season. But the Netherlands still have a very strong squad, regardless, even though the back line isn't as strong as it could be. But they have a number of attacking options that can make this very much an interesting group in general. They should advance. Austria also features in this group. That should be the number two team. But Ukraine can also pose some problems for Austria. So this is another interesting group. I think there's some very decent balance. So between Austria and Ukraine, they should be battling out for second. And, you know, goal differential against North Macedonia is probably going to be what's going to come down to who advances out of the group. And Macedonia got through on qualifications through the UEFA Nations League stipulations. You know, Nations League, it worked out where they were able to get past Kosovo and Georgia to actually get into this tournament, which is the first in their existence. So, should be a happy to be there kind of moment, but I think it's really going to be coming down to Ukraine and Ukraine and Austria to see who can score more goals against Macedonia to advance out of the group stage. Group D, we've got Croatia and England. Oh, England. You know, everyone could say it's coming home, but let's be honest. With England, there's always some tragedy right around the corner. Despite the amount of talent England has, despite having a striker in Harry Kane, despite having a back line that should be talented enough to get things done, there's always usually something that happens to the English that turns this into a melodrama. This go-around would have been, is Trent Alexander-Arnold featuring the squad or not? First, he was left off the squad. Then he was put back in at the last minute by Gareth Southgate. And then in their last qualifying match, after he was put back in the squad, Trent Alexander-Arnold tears his hamstring. It is now out for Euros. You know, that's just the way things go when it comes to England. Something has to go along in terms of the melodrama. Should England win this group? Yes. Will they win this group? I'm still very much in doubt on that. They'll definitely advance out of the group. It's just usually the case with England is that even when things should work out fine, some bump in the road comes along. And, you know, as with England and their history in international competition, usually it will come down to penalty kicks sooner than later. It's going to be interesting. I for one, am going to be following England along with anticipation as to see how this all plays out, because frankly, they have more than enough talent to win Euros. It's just, I know it's not going to happen. It's just, I need to see how the train wreck eventually happens. It's going to get there, but you got to see how it plays out first. Who will likely win this group? I know people are going to say England's going to take Group D, but I kind of think it's going to be Croatia. Very solid. Not a whole lot of holes in their game. Just as talented as England, and far less pressure on Croatia than there will be on England. I just think that, you know, they're going to have their first match is going to be against England. It's a World Cup semifinal rematch. England, England losing that on PKs, of course, as usual. But I just look at it as, you know, Croatia, there's going to be more nerves on England's side than Croatia. And as soon as they get past that England game, you know, even if it's a draw, I still think that they're going to manage that group better against the Czech Republic and Scotland. I think they're going to do a better job managing the group than England will. And I think that's why they're going to advance as a number one seed and England goes in as the number two. You know, I don't see a threat being posed by Scotland or the Czech Republic to knock either England or Croatia off, but I do have questions on England actually winning that group. I know people think England's winning the group, but I got my doubts on that. Group E, we've got Spain leading the way through. So between Spain, Sweden, Slovakia, and Poland, we got some issues to kind of sort through. Sweden has kind of fallen off to the point where after Zlatan Ibrahimovic has retired from international play, they really haven't had anyone kind of step up and be the guy. Sweden is projected to finish fourth in the group, and I can't necessarily disagree with that. Spain, without Alvaro Morata, Pedri, Thiago, and Ferran Torres, you know, all familiar names in the Premier League and La Liga alike. You know, I just look at this as a case where, you know, Morata still being at PSG, but I just look at this as a case where Spain is way too much talent in that squad. This should be a pretty straightforward qualifying group for them to kind of get through and win the group. The question becomes, can Robert Lewandowski, who has dominated the Bundesliga this year, winning the equivalent of the Golden Boot for most goals scored, can Lewandowski carry Poland to advancing out of the group? You know, Lewandowski is arguably the best player in this group. I just kind of put a lot of pressure on defenses. I think Poland is very strong here in this tournament, and they can definitely cause an upset. I expect them to advance, but Spain should win this group outright. And finally, we got Group F, which is considered a group of death. I don't necessarily agree because I think Portugal is better than Germany. I firmly believe Portugal is better than Germany. I don't think it's really that close. I think Germany has fallen off and are still not going to be able to muster up enough to get out of the group stage. Joachim Löw is a dead coach walking. You know, he's retiring after this Euro tournament. Yeah, maybe they'll want to send him off on a win, but I don't see the quality in the squad being able to kind of take care of things. And Toni Kroos had a COVID scare, hasn't been training with the team. I don't like this German squad. And when you're telling me they got to go up against France with Kylian Mbappe, Pogba, Griezmann, Karim Benzema, just loaded talent, you know, where are they getting the draws? Because they got to be able to get a point off of France or beat France, and they got to be able to draw against Portugal or beat Portugal. I don't see those scenarios happening. I think Portugal and France are that much better than Germany at this point. So I don't see how Germany advances out of this group. And obviously they have to be Hungary, which should finish fourth, obviously. But, you know, again, if it comes down to goal differential, who's more likely to score a bunch of goals? Portugal, who still has Ronaldo and Bruno Fernandes and Diego Jota. There's just too much talent on Portugal's side offensively that I don't see how they don't advance past Germany. And France, forget about it. France is one of the prohibitive favorites, if not the number one favorite, to win Euros outright. So, again, I don't see this as the group of death because I don't think Germany is on the same level as some of the teams in this group. I mean, yeah, can they give Portugal trouble? Can they give France trouble? Certainly. But this is not the same German teams that we've seen in the past. So I don't necessarily see it working out in that fashion. So to me, I think Germany's the clear number three team in the group. And then you've got France and Portugal advancing out of the group stage. And, you know, that's my initial preview of the group stage for Euro 2020. We're going to see how it all plays out, but that'll do it for me. And until next time, folks, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.